Chapter 45. Matriarch Selvana II. The atmosphere remained tense. Though the ancestor showed no sign of offense at the mention of Cassius Leafless, none dared to treat the topic lightly. Even the girl who had first spoken the name now looked as if she regretted it entirely. And when the ancestor posed her question, it took her a moment to gather herself enough to respond.
"He is doing well, ancestor," she mumbled. "He didn't mention any girl in his letters, but he's still residing in the jungles of Iraq. It seems he has found an interesting research subject there."
"No wonder," Selvana mused aloud. "Aside from our forests, Iraq has the greatest abundance of life. Many species of plants and beasts exist only in that part of the world. Even I am tempted to visit at times." Her gaze settled back on the girl, a flicker of impatience edging into her voice. "What else?"
"Not much," the girl admitted, looking ashamed. "He didn't go into detail about his work. The only reason he contacted my family at all was to ask for my father's help."
"Your father's?" Selvana asked, her tone carrying a subtle weight. "Not your mother's?" The girl nodded. Selvana fell into thoughtful silence for a moment before speaking again. "And what is it that your father does, child?"
"He serves as an ambassador for our people," the girl answered. "He travels to the human lands for trade, diplomacy, and other such minor affairs."
Derisive chuckles rippled through the gathering, and even the girl herself looked ashamed by her own words. Lyriel winced in sympathy. It was not glamorous work. Serving away from the Tree of Life was almost akin to exile. Their people had little need for trade and even less interest in the politics of the lesser races. To make a living by dealing with them was disgraceful. However, Selvana only seemed more intrigued by the revelation. "Tell me, child," she said, her tone deceptively gentle. "What is it that Cassius wants your father to do?"
"Nothing of importance, ancestor," the girl stammered, shifting uneasily. "Just a minor task."
"I will be the judge of that," Selvana replied, her voice firm, making it clear she wouldn't let the matter drop. The girl swallowed hard before finally admitting,
"He asked my father to find information about a certain person, a human boy."
"Ho!" Selvana's eyes flashed with surprise, an emotion so rare that the air in the gathering seemed to freeze. "This can't be right, can it?" A tense silence followed. Even Lyriel, who prided herself on her sharp reasoning, couldn't comprehend what had unsettled this unshakable woman so deeply. It was just a request, wasn't it? A fleeting curiosity from an exiled elf?
"A human boy?" Selvana murmured, almost to herself. "Cassius is interested in a human child? Enough to seek aid from his distant kin?"
Her gaze sharpened, locking onto the trembling girl with an intensity that left no room for hesitation. "What is the name of this child?" she demanded. The girl swallowed hard, her voice barely above a whisper.
"Ezekiel."
"No last name?" Selvana pressed, her brow arching slightly in disbelief. "No," the girl replied quickly, almost nervously. "But the letter did mention that he was the heir to a mage named Bombastus."
"Ho!"
Selvana exclaimed again, her voice laced with genuine surprise. For her to be shocked a second time, it must have been a revelation of great significance. Yet, none of the girls, including Lyriel, seemed to know who that name belonged to. The heroes and villains of human society held little meaning in the elven lands. Even the human kings and queens, those who shaped their world, were scarcely known to them.
"That explains it," Selvana murmured, her face settling into a calm, satisfied expression.
"Who is that, ancestor?" one of the curious girls near her asked, her voice tinged with innocent curiosity. In a surprisingly good mood, Selvana answered with patience. "Maximilian Bombastus von Hohenheim is like Cassius, one of the few individuals known to have crossed the wall with more than one affinity."
"Outlier," the girl whispered, processing the information.
"Cassius wasn't the only one?" Selvana shook her head. "There are two others, both human. Maximilian von Hohenheim was the youngest, and Aurelia Thorsten the oldest."
"The Aurelia?" a girl asked, and Selvana gave a small nod in affirmation. Gasps could be heard from all around, and even Lyriel couldn't hide her shock. Aurelia Thorsten. That name was known to everyone. Despite being human, the immortal witch was a figure of such renown that her legacy transcended the boundaries of species. Legends spoke of her power, claiming she could rival even the most formidable elven matriarchs in battle. In fact, she had lived so long that she was said to have been alive during the days of the first elves, when their kind was still young. Lyriel's mind began to spin at the implications. What did it mean, then, to be mentioned in the same breath as her? Cassius Leafless was a genius of their people, a visionary far ahead of his time. His groundbreaking research had propelled entire fields forward by decades, if not centuries. If Maximilian von Hohenheim was of a similar caliber, then he could not be ignored. No, this was a person to watch. This was someone who had earned a place in history, and any connection to him deserved careful consideration. "Can you tell us more about him?" Lyriel asked before she could stop herself. Sylvana shook her head. That would be pointless. "Pointless?" Lyriel echoed, disbelief creeping into her voice. Surely the ancestor couldn't be this short-sighted. Sylvana's smile softened as she seemed to read the accusation in Lyriel's eyes. Maximilian von Hohenheim is already dead. He was imprisoned and killed by none other than his own emperor. "Then his heir is..." Lyriel started, her thoughts already racing ahead. "Either a fugitive or a coward," the ancestor finished for her, her voice cool. "But given that Cassius is curious about him, it's likely the former." Lyriel's eyes sparkled with intrigue. What kind of person would be appointed as the heir to someone like Maximilian? As far as she knew, neither Cassius nor Aurelia had ever named an heir. That made this boy a rarity in itself. "I might know something," a timid voice spoke up, breaking Lyriel's thoughts. Immediately, all eyes turned toward the speaker. It was a petite girl sitting near the back of the gathering, much like Lyriel herself. It wasn't surprising. Those of lower standing often had more connections to the outside world, as befit their position. If anyone were to know about a human, it would be them. Sylvana regarded the girl with a calm, measured expression. "What is it that you think you know, child?" The girl hesitated for a moment, clearly flustered by the sudden attention, but she held herself better than Lyriel had. "I know about the human boy. Ezekiel," she finally said. "Curious," Sylvana murmured under her breath. "He is already a figure of renown?" The girl nodded in confirmation. Sylvana's brow furrowed ever so slightly. "I had expected him to be younger, given that I've never heard of him. Was I mistaken?" "No, you were correct." "Honored ancestor," the girl replied, her voice trembling slightly. "He hasn't yet reached 2 decades of age." A snicker rippled through the gathering, and even Lyriel couldn't help but smile faintly. 2 decades. It seemed far too young. An elf of that age would scarcely be allowed to leave their home unattended, let alone achieve anything worthy of renown. What could this human boy have possibly done to earn recognition at such a young age? "I see," Sylvana said, visibly amused herself. "Tell me what you know, child." But the girl's next words extinguished the smiles from their faces, replacing them with stunned silence. His most recent achievement was breaking the record for the youngest living Grand Mage at just 17 years of age. He accomplished that while wielding 3 affinities. Also broke the record for simultaneously cast spells by a significant margin. Jaws dropped, eyes widened, and gasps echoed through the room as egos were shattered. What was true talent? This was talent. Just moments ago, Lyriel had wondered what an heir to someone like Maximilian or Aurelia would be like. And now she knew. They were beasts of a different kind. Prodigies of magic, destined to eclipse all others. For the first time in her life, she found herself genuinely grateful for the short lifespans of humans. If such staggering talent were nurtured under the protection and guidance of elven traditions, who could say what heights they might reach in a few centuries? The mere thought sent a chill down her spine. Their ancestor seemed to have been thinking along similar lines, as the lightness in her expression quickly disappeared. Her gaze sharpened, and she focused intently on the girl who had revealed such troubling information. How did you come to know of this? She asked, her voice now tinged with seriousness. The girl shrank under the weight of Silvana's attention, but she answered dutifully. He recently sent one of his people to our lands, a woman named Margaret. My mother was the one who processed her entry. She's been keeping an eye on the boy ever since. Exceptional judgment on your mother's part, Silvana said, her tone acknowledging the girl's honesty. Tell me, what was his purpose in sending one of his people here? The girl hesitated, clearly uncomfortable. I don't know. Truth be told, we haven't paid her much attention until now. A brief flash of annoyance flickered in the ancestor's eyes, but it vanished as swiftly as it had appeared. She quickly regained her composure, understanding that it was unreasonable to expect anything else from the girl or her mother. After all, a random human would not be treated with any special regard, no matter who they were sent by. That woman, Silvana inquired, her voice steady once more. Do you know where she is now? The girl nodded. She is working as a flyer in one of the lower cities. Silvana's gaze softened in satisfaction. Then, this may be an opportunity. If this boy truly possesses the genius of someone like Cassius, he is certainly worth extending a helping hand to. One of the girls, her voice laced with uncertainty, spoke up. Are you sure about this ancestor? He is human. Who knows if, or how, he might repay your kindness in the future? Silvana's gaze grew distant, her mind clearly working through the implications of her decision. A promising seed, nurtured with care, will always repay the kindness 100-fold. Her voice softened as she spoke the words, but then, just as quickly, it regained its sharpness. She swept her gaze over the gathered girls, each one under her scrutiny. The only question that remains is, which one of you is best suited for the task of nurturing such a seedling? Her gaze settled on a girl at the very back, Lyriel. The others may not have noticed, but Lyriel felt the weight of Silvana's discerning eyes. You've shown intelligence today, Silvana continued, her voice steady. Let this be a test of whether you can perform just as well when the task becomes more difficult. Lyriel's throat tightened, a lump of anxiety forming as the weight of Silvana's words pressed down on her. I will leave this matter entirely in your hands, Silvana declared, her tone unwavering. Act as you see fit. If necessary, use my name. I don't care how you accomplish it. The room fell silent at this startling permission. Everyone watched, eyes wide with disbelief. But Silvana's voice took on a serious edge, the weight of her next words lingering in the air. Do not disappoint me. This is your one and only chance.